On behalf of Nutanix and Carahsoft, we would like to welcome you to today's podcast, focused around unifying your private cloud and AWS with Nutanix clusters, where Kelly Estes, systems engineer at Nutanix, will discuss how Nutanix clusters enable seamless application migration and unified operations across clouds to help organizations accelerate their cloud journey with AWS.
Thank you very much, and thank you everyone for joining today. We really do appreciate it. My name is Kelly Estes, and I am one of the federal systems engineers supporting the civilian agencies. So we'll go ahead and get started. So in our diagram here, you see we have all of our different clouds. We have our data center, which started with our mainframe and physical machines on-prem. Then we have all of our different cloud providers, our SaaS applications, our robo sites. And, you know, this has really just created a lot of complexity, not only on-prem, but also in the public cloud in different silos. We need to modernize the infrastructure so that we're able to get more done faster while still being able to address all of the current and emerging needs. And hybrid cloud, you know, it is a reality, and it's an important strategy for many of the organizations that we talk to. But hybrid cloud, it is hard. Traditional third-party cloud environments don't integrate well with on-prem infrastructure. And these public services have separate sets of skills, constructs, require different sets of management tools. So the end result is really, just another IT silo with distinct operational requirements, complex management, and overall higher costs. So where Nutanix truly started out would be on our left-hand side here. You know, how do we make infrastructure and the data center invisible and improve processes, overall complexity and silos on-prem? Which I've been with Nutanix. It'll be 3 years coming up on November 6th. And I personally believe that we've done a really good job with our core and hyperconverged infrastructure story. But more and more are we hearing that, we need to go to the public cloud with our agencies, modernization initiatives and cloud initiatives. And this does make sense. And it's truly something that we've always realized from the beginning when we started as a company in 2009. You know, it's not cloud first, but it's cloud smart. So, let's keep our static workloads on-prem and our dynamic workloads in the public cloud that need to burst quickly for scalability. Given all these factors, it's really what we need is a balance between the public, which is suitable for your elastic cloud-native applications, and private cloud, which combines ease of use, agility, and scale with the security and control of the dedicated data center, of course. And there is a strong need, for a single operating system that can span private, distributed, and public clouds so that our operators can go in there and manage their traditional and modern applications using a single platform. Platforms must seamlessly extend between clouds, allowing for our administrators to go in and move the virtual machines and applications without translation or without having to learn new skill sets or retooling those applications. And the option to have the freedom of license portability, being able to choose really where your VMs would fit best and move those licenses around, whether it be on-prem or in the public cloud. So that's where we would like to introduce to you all Nutanix's latest offering, which is Nutanix Clusters. What Nutanix Clusters does is it enables our enterprises to run the Acropolis operating system, which is our AOS. If you've ever heard, if we say AOS or Acropolis operating system, it's the operating system that we run. So it allows you to run those AOS clusters in AWS and soon to be Azure, which we just made that recent announcement in .next about a month ago. Today, the Nutanix AOS clusters run on bare metal EC2 instances and can be managed via Prism Central, which Prism Central is a way for you to go in and monitor and manage multiple locations, multiple data centers, multiple hypervisors, and now clouds from one single pane glass view. And it provides nearly the identical functionality to on-premise AOS environments as in the public cloud. Our customers are able to go in and leverage their existing AWS accounts, credits, VPCs, VPNs, and their direct connect configurations. So as a result, our customers are really getting a full enterprise cloud experience without having to go in and deploy or manage, multiple data center infrastructures. This is an example of a little bit of what an architecture would look like. We could also add the Azure stack over here as well, which is going GA at the end of the year. But to deploy a Nutanix clusters, what we would do is you log into our hosted portal and choose all of your specific details, like how many nodes you want in your cluster, your replication factor for redundancy, what region you want to deploy in, what cloud, the instance type. And once you click deploy, we make API calls to start the cloud formation. The deployment process takes from deployment to up and running, it takes about 45 minutes. So if you can think about the time savings of waiting for shipping and then rack stack cabling, not that our process takes long at all on-prem, but just eliminating that shipping aspect. If you need to deploy a cluster quickly, this is definitely something that can be done with Nutanix clusters. The cluster again sits in your AWS VPC and integrates with all of their inherent services. So you're still able to take advantage of the AWS services, even though it's a Nutanix cluster in AWS. Of course, you can use your credits and the account that you have today as well. And we're using Nitro components inherent in AWS running on bare metal instances, and the storage is NVMe. So, the performance for those IO intensive applications that need direct access to NVMe, this is a beautiful use case for that. And then, of course, it allows you to migrate your apps back and forth seamlessly. So, if you think about it, if you're using Nutanix solution today, you're able to create protection domains and migrate VMs. And we can, move those VMs from on-prem Nutanix to in the public cloud and AWS, and say you decide, or the organization says, okay, now, we have our Azure credits and we're going to move to Azure, then we can even move those VMs over to the Azure cloud as well, and back and forth between. And then a quick last note, because it is definitely one worth mentioning, is you'll see that S3 bucket in there. This is something that I really see a lot of value of in terms of cost savings, because with Nutanix clusters, we have something called a hibernation feature, where if you don't necessarily need that cluster up and running 24/7, you can go in, we hibernate the cluster. And what this is doing is it's powering down your running cluster that's currently running on your EC2 instance, and allows the customer's data to sit in that S3 bucket. So, for a cost-effective solution, if say for dev test, we don't need that cluster up and running constantly, that can be a big cost savings. Nice cost-effective solution. Again, unified management for clusters on-prem and the public cloud. The Nutanix hybrid story, it truly allows for you to have freedom of choice. And we've always had that on-prem from your different OEM vendors. So say, you really like Dell hardware, you've had a great experience with their hardware. Our on-prem clusters give you the freedom of choice of hardware, hypervisor, because there is support for our included hypervisor AHV, Hyper-V, ESXi as well. But now it's just even more freedom of choice from your public cloud experience, whether it be on-prem. And you can go in, this is an example of, what the HTML5 web-based console would look like, Prism Central, where you can go in and create VMs from the same console on your on-prem Nutanix cluster, and even, go in and create VMs from that public cloud Nutanix cluster as well. And then, like I mentioned before, the portability of your licenses. So, say in that scenario where you power down the EC2 instance and it goes to S3, that actually frees up your AOS licensing to bring back on-prem or to Azure, for example. And this all, I'm sure, sounds great, but really, where does it make sense? The two use cases, there's six here, two that we're really seeing would be on your right side. So VDI on the cloud, unfortunate example would be COVID-19, where, our agencies, they had to start working from home. What this allowed them to do is say, we can't fit all of the VDI instances or remote work from home on-prem. Well, this allows us to, burst up and run the desktops in the cloud. Those IO intensive databases, like I mentioned before, because the direct storage is NVMe, we're able to directly access that NVMe fast storage for great, great performance. And there are different instances, of course. So depending on, your workloads, there are different instances and those that go from maybe $5 an hour to $7 an hour. So depending on the resources that you need, there are different compute and storage levels there. Lift and shift, this is really nice because you don't have to go in and do any type of code changes because, those on-prem applications aren't necessarily built for the public cloud. So you don't have to go in and retool those applications. It's truly a lift and shift. On-demand elasticity, with our automation tools, even, say you get to a certain threshold of resources and you want the cluster to scale seamlessly for you without you even, any type of manual intervention on your end, you can go in and create a blueprint and say, once I get to a certain threshold of, this, add in another node, or say I go down in my resources, take that node out from the cluster. So a lot of different use cases you can do there. Business continuity, of course, for DR, if you would like, say we are replicating snapshots on a weekly basis, and you could take advantage of that hibernation scenario or, the automation. So it's, even more automated. We can always fail over to that DR site with our protection domains. So many different things. It's really just depending on, your all's individual use cases, which is something that we'd truly like to talk to you one-on-one and see, what you have in your environment on-prem and the public cloud, what initiatives are there, and really work with you to see what makes most sense for each individual case there. And then lastly, there are tons of ways to try this out. Two specifically that I would recommend. The first one being Test Drive, and this is a completely free of, no charge POC experience. What it is we have a hosted environment where you can go in and, go to Nutanix Test Drive. And what this will do is it reserves you 4 to 8 hour environment. And that time starts as soon as you register. So say you go in 8 hours later and you're wondering why it's not working. That's because as soon as you register, that time clock starts then. So just letting you know to go ahead and plan ahead. Again, all costs covered by Nutanix. And it's actually a self-guided tour. This is something that I'm really happy and thankful that Nutanix did for our customers. And I've even seen value in it just running through different solutions. It'll say, give you an example of a different use case, and it actually walks you through a live environment and tells you why it's doing what it's doing. So it's a really good way to get hands-on, in my opinion. And then a trial. So we do have a 30-day free trial. This would be, free AOS licensing for 30 days. However, the cloud costs would come from your individual AWS credits today. And that is something that we are looking for. If, you need GovCloud, we are looking for an early access GovCloud customer. So please feel free to reach out. We're going early access next month for GovCloud. So very excited about that milestone.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information on how Carahsoft or Nutanix can assist your organization, please visit www.carahsoft.com or email us at nutanix@carahsoft.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.